every day that passes of Lent now, from now till the sacred Triduum, with the Passion, Death, and Resurrection of Christ, every day the drama unfolds more fully and more powerfully. And of course, today we see in the Old Testament reading from the book of Exodus that right after God and Moses had freed the people from Egypt and opened the sea and everything else that he did for them, they went and built for themselves a golden calf, which they worshipped. And they said, "Worship, these are the gods that saved you." One of the most important things, the first commandment. "I am the Lord thy God, thou shalt have no other God but me." And they go against it. How can we be surprised at what goes on in the world today? These were people who were right next to God, and it didn't make any difference. So how can we be surprised? And then in the gospel, we have Christ. It's already time for the Passion, but not yet. And he goes into the temple, but he had already begun to keep a low profile because he knew that they wanted to kill him. And of course, it was not yet the time. It was not the time that he and the Father and the Holy Spirit had designated, because he lays down his life and takes it up again. No one takes it from him. And so he goes into the temple and he performs miracles. And some of them are upset because some of these things happen on the Sabbath. And so he throws it in their face. If a child is born and needs to be circumcised on the Sabbath, you have no problem with that. So what is it with you? Is it not more important to do this and to obey the law of God than to just obey an empty law that would mean nothing to us? And so, of course, some of them awoke, and some said, "Who is this? He never even went to school." See, the thing that happens is when we have one person against another one, when there is an argument or a fight, the main thing that happens is that the person who is accusing usually tries to humiliate and downplay the person who is accused. "So who are you? You don't even have a degree. Who do you think you are?" And our Lord doesn't listen to that nonsense. His wisdom comes not from some school or from some diploma. It comes from the fact that he is the eternal Son of God made man. And that wisdom, therefore, comes from the Father. And so he and the Father are one. And he speaks for the Father. These are very powerful words. We need to think about and meditate. And then some of them began to believe in him. And the Pharisees understood this. And they would say this at the trial. The people are already beginning to believe in him. Many who did not believe in him before are now beginning to believe in him. We need to do something before it's too late. But it was already too late, because he had come into the world. And so that happens. And then on the other hand, there are the others who begin to were more and more antagonistical towards him. And these are the ones who say, "Who is he? He has no education. We know where he comes from Galilee. When the Messiah comes, we do not know where he comes from." But the fact is, he did not come from Galilee. That was just the front. He came from heaven and was born in Bethlehem, the son of David, the son of Joseph, who was the son of David, though he was not the son of Joseph in the flesh, but in the spirit. He was really the son of Mary, who was of the house of David. So all things take place. All things are being fulfilled, especially as we go through the last days of Lent, and we are in the latter part of Lent. Sunday already we begin Passiontide, that very intense, sorrowful, and penitential part of the season of Lent, when even the statues will be covered and everything will be in purple and in mourning for the death that we by our sins have caused, then we shall see little by little until we celebrate the sacred Triduum and then the resurrection of this same Jesus Christ our Lord. May the Blessed Mother, the Mother of Sorrows, and all those who did believe in him, who followed him all the way to the cross, especially the evangelist St. John, may they intercede for us and allow us to truly believe in him. Not just superficially, not just in word only. Words are cheap. Actions are expensive. They cost not money, but of the flesh and of the soul and of the spirit. They are painful. That is penance, real penance. May they intercede for us, that we may indeed follow this holy season of Lent as it befits, as we unite ourselves to the sufferings, the passion, death of our Lord Jesus Christ, that we may join ourselves to his glorious resurrection and ascension into heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.